says your name, Danger.
What is your middle name?
Danger.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Danger's my middle name.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Danger, the Movie Dad Podcast. I'm the one and only Danger, the Movie Dad. So, this week's going to be a little different. I'm going to tell you guys some updates on the podcast, and I'm still going to talk about a movie, TV, all that fun stuff. But as always, I'm going to start with a funny wife story. So my funny wife story for this week is, well, for those of you just tuning in for the first time or recently, I tell a funny wife story at the beginning of every podcast because my wife has gone on record telling me she's not going to listen. So, because I know she's not going to listen, I am going to tell a funny wife story every episode. And also, welcome to episode 10. Ding, 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 ding. I feel like we deserve a award or something, or like a high five or a hug. I don't know. Finally, my dad will love me. Something. But, just joking, Dad. I know you love me. My funny wife story for today is, so on Netflix in the past week or week and a half, they released all the Twilight movies on Netflix. And she's normally like, you know, she'll watch a movie with me. Excuse me. I am recording this on a Monday, so someone has a case of the Mondays. But, you know, she normally watches movies with me, but I have to kind of say, yeah, let's go watch a movie. And we're working on the Saw series. We're only in movie four. Well, in the past week and a half, she has trucked through all five movies. She's on the fifth movie right now. And I'm like, what? Why can't you watch movies with me like this? But I was jumping in and watching them with her as I could, and I forgot how terrible those movies are. Just terrible. And a funny tweet I read about it, and I think I retweeted it on my main account. It was something like, are we just going to forget that Jasper was like a Confederate soldier? And I was like, oh, that's why he always avoids the black vampires. Anyway, so podcast update. Whenever this pod is released, I want you to notice a new profile picture and banner done by Thomas Story. I can leave his link somewhere. I'll share it whenever I post it online so that you can go look at his art. He did a great job. I had him do this like a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, just because I wanted something cool, and I love it. I really do love it. Then we're going to go to a podcast every 2 weeks. So if you know me, cool. If you don't, I have a job, a child, and I'm not going to lie to you, I'm just tired. And some weekends I just don't get time to watch a movie. Plus, my movie watching is, like, slowing down. You know, I watch TV as I can. I watch movies as I can. And sometimes I'm just not able to watch a movie every weekend. And just movies in general are slowing down. Like, they're starting to release them back into theaters, and I'm definitely not able to go to a theater yet because I'm being cautious still. So we'll be starting, like, a little backlog, and I'll still be reviewing movies as they come out on streaming services and such, but that's just why I'm kind of going to a 2 week podcast every 2 weeks. And the weekend before the podcast comes out, so like for instance, if this comes out this Tuesday, the podcast will come out 2 weeks from then. So the weekend before, oh gosh, maybe that the Wednesday before it comes out, like the week previous, I'll drop what movie I'm going to be going over in on social media, Twitter and such, so I can keep everyone up to date with the movies I'll be watching, and so you can listen to them and kind of keep up with the reviews. The other thing that I want to talk to you guys about, and first off, I want to tell you guys there is an option on the Anchor website that you can record questions and comments and stuff and send it to me, and I'm able to listen to it and share it on the podcast, and I'll reply, of course. So please do that, and I will answer questions and concerns and all that fun stuff. But I say that because I want to come up with a name for the people that listen to the this podcast. My mom suggested the Dangerettes, and I was like, maybe. I was just throwing out the Dangerers or Danger Kids, because I'm your movie dad. I'm Danger, the movie dad, so you're my Danger Kids. But please give me your suggestions, and we can finally find something. So, moving on to the movie from this week. It is Space Jam 2, or Space Jam: A New Legacy. Mostly I'm going to go over Easter eggs and stuff like that, because they have a million, but I want to talk about it. I've seen I've seen a lot of bad reviews for Space Jam 2, and all I want to say is, Space Jam was fun, y'all are just mean. Like, I'm not going into seeing, like, I feel like everyone judges movies upon, like they're going to be Oscar winners. Of course they're not going to be Oscar winners, but, like, just go have fun. And that's what I did with this movie. I didn't go in with great expectations, but I went in ready to have fun, and it was a ton of fun. The cameos reminded me of, like, the Ralph Breaks the Internet scene, whenever like all those characters were in it, or Ready Player One, whenever they had all those characters. And actually, we'll get into that in a minute, but I think they used some of the designs from Ready Player One in this, same company, all that stuff, you know, so they can borrow it, I guess. But I was a big fan of the first one, and people were like, it's never going to live up to the first one. No, it doesn't have to be. It's its own thing. Like, imagine being a kid and, like, nowadays, and watching the old one. It's like, okay, like, I understand that these characters are, like, big and crazy, but, like, they didn't grow up watching Bugs Bunny and all that stuff. So I don't know why, like, people are freaking out. They probably watched this one and went like, oh, look, there's Superman, there's Game of Thrones, there's blah 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 blah, you know, like, the kids nowadays will get more of these references than they got during the previous one. And kids nowadays, not all of them obviously, but a lot of kids nowadays don't know who Michael Jordan is, but they don't know who LeBron James is. I mean, it's the reiteration, and in reality, like, this is like the same story, just different slightly, and it's a lot of fun. So I give it a solid 3 basketballs out of 5. And so here's some of the Easter eggs are. So even before LeBron is shown as a grown-up, they show him as a kid with the Looney Tunes backpack, and he was playing Bugs Bunny on a Game Boy Color. Game Boy, just a Game Boy, like the black and white one. And, like, I didn't even have the black and white one. I had a Game Boy Color. That was the first Game Boy I had. And then the idiot throws it away. Like, bro, if you're not going to play it, that's fine. Just give it to someone that can't afford one. some other Easter eggs inside the Warner Bros. Studios. You could see a Scoob and Teen Titans poster. In the meeting room, you can see the Animaniacs Dot statue and a Batman statue. There's also like Game of Thrones and Harry Potter stuff in there as well. So first off, if anything basketball, I didn't grab it. Like, I didn't know those Easter eggs, but if it came to movies, obviously I did. But another one, funny one, is LeBron tells Warner Bros. That basketball players acting is a bad idea. This is one of those things where it's like kind of making fun of itself and the original Space Jam. Algorithm references Wizard of Oz calling himself the Great and Powerful. Before LeBron's sucked into the serververse, he says, "What in the Matrix hell?" Which is really funny because Matrix 4 is coming out this year. So some of the planets you see in the serververse are Westeros from Game of Thrones, Kansas from Oz, and Casablanca planet. And then, of course, Looney Tunes. And Bugs Bunny is acting all loony and treats LeBron to a barbershop. But then when LeBron tells Bugs he needs to help, he needs his help to win a basketball game, Bugs says, "Sounds familiar." Which made me laugh really hard. But like when he first met Bugs, we got to see the infamous meme, Big Chungus. And because it was from the original cartoon where that happened, where the rabbit season, duck season, rabbit season, duck season. Yeah, that's where Big Chungus is from, and we get to see him, and that was awesome. On LeBron's list of possible teammates, it included Superman, King Kong, Iron Giant, Gandalf, Batman, Trinity. They go to the DC universe, cartoon universe, and Bugs is Batman while LeBron is Robin, which is really funny. The classic Batman theme song can be heard, and Alfred from the Batman cartoons can be seen on the runway train. But you also see from the old Batman cartoons, Detective Gordon, which I thought that was really cool. The real Superman, and not Daffy Duck, who dressed up as Superman, saves the day, and the Justice League shows up as well. My favorite reference, not cameo, but reference, is the Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner are found in Mad Max world, and Wile E. holds up a sign that says "Witness Me," and then Elmer Fudd is in Austin Powers with Sylvester, and Rick and Morty show up to deliver Taz. In The Matrix, Granny and Speedy Gonzales are firing pretty well against the agents. Then finally we go to, I'm going to say it wrong, Themyscira, the island where Wonder Woman and her family and Amazonians all live. And Lola Bunny is competing to become a true Amazonian warrior like Wonder Woman, like they did in Wonder Woman 84, which was really cool. When the toons get upgraded from a 2D animation to 3D, they all hated it, and it made me laugh really hard. And then, of course, where a lot of the Easter eggs were is the crowd of Warner Brothers and DC Comics and all that cameo. If you peel your eyes, you can see the gremlins. They were really easy. They were the main. They were in front of the camera. Yogi Bear and Boo Boo. The Jetsons, the Flintstones, Iron Giant, the Nightwalker, the Night King and the White Walkers from Game of Thrones, Pennywise, Flying Monkeys from Wizard of Oz, Space Ghost, Penelope Pitstop, Frankenstein Jr., the Droogs from Clockwork Orange, King Kong, Jabberjaw, Batman and Robin, Penguin, Catwoman from Penguin and Catwoman from Batman Returns. It's not Danny DeVito or Michelle Pfeiffer, but you know. The DeLorean from Back to the Future. The Nerdlux, also known as the Monstars, from Moron Mountain in the original Space Jam. They were there for like half a second. It was really cool. I was like, ah! The Animaniacs, you could see them on their tower. Mystery Machine with the crew. The Great Gazoo. The Mask, Wicked Witch of the West, nuns from the Conjuring universe, Marilyn Monroe. Oh, I wish we would have saw Annabelle. That would have been funny. Marilyn Monroe, players from League of Their Own, Voldemort, Ilsa from Casablanca, the Joker, both Joaquin Phoenix's Joker and Jack Nicholson's Joker are seen in the crowd, and Magilla Gorilla. You can also see, what's it called? Did I say the Iron Giant? The Iron Giant? Oh, I did say the Iron Giant. But yeah, there's a lot, obviously. So, if you remember from the first one, during the halftime, they pulled out an old school water bottle as they discussed the need for a secret weapon. And in the original Space Jam, Bugs uses Michael Jordan's water bottle to boost the team's confidence. And then, so in this one, this had my favorite, like, my most favorite cameo of the whole year. Because they were losing at halftime, and by a lot, and who was it? Was it Sylvester? I think it was Sylvester. Comes in and says, "Hey, I got MJ. I got Michael Jordan," and like the Chicago Bulls entrance music starts playing, and Michael B. Jordan comes out. And it made me laugh so hard. It was so funny. What's another Easter egg? Oh, Ali G Rhythm exclaims, "King Kong ain't got nothing on me," which is like the TV version of the famous Denzel Washington quote in Training Day. I mean, that's not it, obviously, because there's probably a bajillion more, but that's all I can think of at the moment. As you can see, lots of Easter eggs, cameo appearances and all that stuff, but yeah, Michael B. Jordan is, whenever that happened, I laughed so hard, and they're like, "Michael B. Jordan, we need Michael A. Jordan." Which I legit thought they were going to bring Michael Jordan back for this, just for this part. And I was like, a little disappointed, but at the same time, one of the best cameos I've ever seen in a movie. So, I highly suggest watching this if you get a chance, because it's just, it's a fun watch. I had fun watching it, and it was just a good time everywhere. Just watch it. It's fun. I mean, again, not going to win any Oscars, but it was a lot of fun. And LeBron, like, I've always thought LeBron was, like, a decent, like, he could play funny parts. There was a few movies I've seen him in where he's, like, he plays a good funny part. But yeah, watch it. TV this week, nothing, like, crazy. I finally caught up on Superman and Lois, and that, it's not a mid-season, but, like, they keep doing breaks, and I know it's because of COVID, but this one, I can't believe Diggle showed up, and it was just for, like, a cameo appearance, basically. Like, they tainted this universe. I wanted Superman and Lois to be their own thing, and not to worry about anyone else in the Arrowverse and all that stuff, but they brought Diggle. Dave is still really funny. Rick and Morty is still top tier. It's very adult, but if you like sketch comedies, one of the funniest shows out there, and it's very adult. So if you're a child and or don't like cursing, do not watch it. But I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson is probably one of the funniest shows out there right now. I'm sure you've seen a lot of it with the guy in the hot dog costume trying to figure out who crashed the hot dog car into a building. That's from that season one of that. But yeah, if you give it a chance, it's really funny, but it is very adult. So I'm gonna go into a little break from a word from our sponsors. Seriously, listen to the sponsor. I know it's me talking still, but like, it's the reason I'm able to do a podcast is because of this app. So listen to it, give it a try, make your own podcast, let me know about it, and I'll listen to your podcast. I love podcasts. I'll tell you about it before, I'll tell you at before video games, but after the little break from, or little word from our sponsors. And here's that little word. Wow, whoever is voicing that little commercial, their voice is the voice of an angel. Yeah, it's me, I know. So what I was going to say before our little break was a podcast I'm listening to, and I was suggested it by someone that just suggested it out of the blue, and I was like, of course I'll give it a try. I'll give any podcast a try. The podcast is called Dungeons and Daddies, and like, this podcast gives me lives. It's basically these guys playing and one girl playing Dungeons and Dragons, but they're playing like dads in Dungeons and Dragons. And it's the crew that it's like the Rocket Jump crew. They did Video Game High School. They did Dimension 404 on Hulu. And it's so funny. Like, I've cried laughing multiple times at this podcast. But it's also good. Just really, really good. And if you like D&D, if you like laughing, I would suggest giving it a listen. Because, you don't have to know D&D to listen to it, but it helps you understand all the dice rolls. So video games this week, or these weeks, this 2 weeks. So just released on Switch and going to be coming to phone soon is Pokemon Unite, which I've watched some gameplay. I'm probably going to play it eventually, but I've watched some gameplay and it basically looks like League of Legends, but with Pokemon. And yeah, I'm gonna give it a try. I'll let you guys know how it is, but looks fun. The other thing I want to tell you guys is every time I get to the video game part of this podcast, I just think I'm so boring. Like, I'm not the guy to talk about video games. Not because I don't like talking about video games. I love talking about video games. I love playing video games, but I don't get a lot of time to play video games. So I end up playing like Skyrim a lot. I play a lot of Skyrim when I get free time to play video games. And I know y'all don't want me to hear me talk about Skyrim every time I hop in, because half of you probably don't even know and never even played Skyrim. So another cool thing happening this in the next few weeks is the Battlefield 2042 beta, which I've talked about this before, not on a podcast or anything, but it's like, when is Battlefield and Call of Duty going to get so far in the future that it's basically just Halo? Which they got really close. Call of Duty got really close with one of them. But I was watching, it's like Battlefield 42. It's like, we're like two or three steps away from Halo. Like, which I'm also very excited for. Halo Infinite? Is that the latest one or is that the last one? I don't know. It's coming out this year and I'm going to play the heck out of it. But you have to pre-order to get the Battlefield 42 beta, and I'm like, I'll wait till it comes out, and not the game, but the beta comes out, and watch some people playing it, see if it's worth a pre-order. I'll let you guys know. So, on to the Scarlet stories. So, I was thinking about this, especially watching Space Jam 2, and I promise I actually have Scarlet stories, but this is more of like a parent view thought. With kids and having kids and everything, and I'm sure every parent goes through this, and like my parents, their parents, that kind of thing. Kind of like a out with the old, in with the new. Whenever I was growing up, Space Jam came out. That was awesome. It's this story. Now that, I have a kid, guess what comes out? Space Jam 2. Out with the old, in with the new. And this is not just like just for movies or stuff like that. Like, toys are updated. The car seats and the strollers. Let me tell you what, like whenever growing up, like helping my parents with my sibling stroller, like I had to like unhatch it or unlatch it like in 12 different places and then lock it up in like 4 different places before it was ready to put a baby in. And then still like, I feel like it was ready to like pop back into place and like fold in on itself. And it's like nowadays you open it, like pull it out, open it up, it clicks. And to undo it, you pull one lever and it goes, folds all the way back down. It's like, what's going on? Another instance, this is not even anything to do with parents, but like tents. Whenever I was growing up, tents were like the worst thing to do. Like it would take you an hour and a half to like put up a tent, a good tent. Nowadays, you just like, you throw it up and then like undo a few things and like, boom, it's done. I'm sure there's a thing that it's called, but like I'm glad we're upgrading, I'm glad we're doing better, and it's especially in the last like since I was born, how about that? Like I know technology has hopped a lot, like way up. Like back in the bad old days with my dad, you had to use a phone to get to the internet, and then whenever I was a kid, like you would use dial up and you couldn't use your phone whenever you were on the internet. And now it's like I have internet on my phone and like constant access to Google. And I'm like, I really want to know like what's this trend trend of going up. When are we going to finally hit that point where we're like, oh man, we can't really go up to the next, like the next thing is going to be like leaving the planet or like virtual reality to the point of I forget what it's called, like Ready Player One virtual reality, immersion rigs and stuff like that. It's like, how far away are we from that? And you know, this is just the stuff that keeps me up at night. Fun stuff. I just got a new computer at home, and like the fact that I can update something or take a picture on my phone in a different state, and if let's say I'm in a different state, take a picture on my phone, my wife can be on the computer, and as soon as I take the picture's on the computer also. It's like, that's crazy. Or for instance, like my wife lost her phone, I found out that I can hit a button on my phone and it'll ring her phone, not like calling, but like a little notification bell to like so she could find it. And like it's like we're getting, when are we to the point where like we can't upgrade as much anymore, because we've done so much upgrading in the past. And anywho, I'm both excited and scared for little Scarlett, because everything's just moving so fast and we're all just trying to stay afloat. Now, going back to little Scarlett, whenever I was younger, or not younger, whenever I was earlier in the dad stage, I would see a lot of TikTok videos of the parents playing Cocomelon and the kids like running from the other side of the house to get to watch Cocomelon. And I was like, oh, that's weird. Like, I've never even heard of this show, and like these kids love it. And so the show that we really hooked on with Scarlett was Word Party. She loves Word Party. That's what her first birthday was. But I was like, you know, I'm going to try Cocomelon for her to see, you know, if how she'll like it. And so we put on Cocomelon, and she's to the point where, like, she'll sit and watch it. She won't play with her toys. She'll just sit and watch it. And, like, I can sit there and go, Scarlett, 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 for like 5 minutes, and she won't even look at me, like wave her hand in front of her face. And it's like, Cocomelon is child crack, and I don't understand why. It doesn't seem any different than any of the other kids shows that I watch with her. Yeah, you notice I added in with her real quick, because I don't watch child shows by myself most of the time. Anyway, but like Cocomelon is crack, and that's the only thing I can like explain. And I'm sure they're sending some like messages to like our kids that are like, the Soviet Union is good, blah blah blah, you know, and but you like we can't hear it because we're too old to hear those frequencies, or I don't know, something. But my theory, Cocomelon is kid brain crack, and I can't explain why. I can't. Now that Scarlett's getting a little older, we're starting her with real foods. Like in the last few months, we've started her eating real foods, and in the last month or so, what we do is whatever we're having for dinner, we have it like a semi baby version if it's, you know, edible for babies, and give it to her. Like, she's getting to the point where she's eating more food than Ashlyn, and first off, it's hilarious to me, but also, like, where does she put it? She's still so tiny. Like, she is a tiny baby. She's not a fat baby. She's not, like, super tall. She is tall, but she's not, like, a tall, super tall baby. She has the baby tummy that every baby has, or toddler has. I have to say toddler now, too. Blah. I'm getting old now. But it's like, where does she put it? And, like, I know she goes to the bathroom a lot because, you know, she's a baby. But, like, still. And I need to know whatever, like, digestion system she has, because I need it. Because I need to eat, like, her size equivalent to the food she eats. I need to have that for me and still be, like, able to be small. And, so we've been giving her baths for months now, and we took her to the pool for the first time a few weeks ago, but yesterday we gave her a bath, and she finally, for the first time, was splashing. Like, she actually learned how to splash and do all that stuff, and it was the cutest thing, because she splashed water all over Ashlyn, and it was so funny to me. And she tried to splash me, and I went and splashed her a little bit, and, like, watching a kid grow up is both heartbreaking and the best thing in life, and I highly suggest it, but also be ready for the tears, because your little one's growing up, and that's what's happening here. And, you know, I keep looking at photos of her as a baby. I'm like, oh, I remember when all she would do is sleep on me and then eat and then sleep and eat, and now she's, like, running around and, like, standing up on her own in the middle of the floor, and it's like, where did my little sleepy one go? But I guess y'all are here for the journey, because I'm going to be talking about her growing up too. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, it's going to be 2 weeks from now, the next podcast, and a week from now, I'll tell you what movie we're watching, and y'all have a great few weeks. I'm going to try to be posting on social media more, so please make sure you follow all those accounts, which is, just search Danger the Movie Dad on everything, and it'll pop up. I forget the Instagram handle, but the Twitter handle is Danger Movie, and Facebook it's Danger the Movie Dad. It's also all on my Anchor account, so you can just click on the Anchor website and it'll have links to everything. So have a great few weeks. Thanks for tuning in, and see you next time.